The Board of Directors, July 30th, 1899, typed, "We feel deeply our need of understanding the true position of our counselors and board of directors. The board of directors has inquired of me to know what is expected of them. I referred them to the experience of Moses. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, 'What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening?' And Moses said unto his father-in-law, 'Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws.' And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, 'The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be, that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God commands thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace.' So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves." Exodus 18, verse 13 to 26. Again, in the days of the early church, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the numbers of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." Acts 6, verse 1 to 8. "Something has been opened before me of which I must speak. A president has been chosen, blank. He has never served in this capacity, and it is important that you make a careful selection of men for the board. It is essential that changes be made, and that the directions given by Jethro to Moses be considered. The president, because he is president, is not to feel at liberty to follow his own individual judgment. Blank is not to decide who shall stand as his helpers. The men chosen to compose the board are to be unselfish, God-fearing, chosen men who understand how to control and discipline themselves, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom." Exodus 18, verse 21, Acts 6, verse 3. "A hasty, passionate, impulsive man should never have a place on a board of directors, for he is not under the rule of God. It will be better to have fewer men than to place in office those who have not the faith and humility of Christ, and who will block the wheels of progress by their hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil. We must have in connection with God's service men who are as true as steel to the work they are called to perform." The question has been asked, should the man placed by the side of the president be a minister? I answer, not necessarily. He should be a man of business ability, and his office is to be just as much respected as that of the president, for it is fully as responsible. The business agent is to stand in close connection with the president, and he should have a helper, on whom he can rely when business is pressing, to keep an accurate account of how all money spent is expended, and be prepared to lay all business matters before the board. There is need of an altogether different class of men standing on the board of directors. The president of the General Conference should not have as laborers with him men who will take it for granted that it is right for them to voice all that the president shall devise and plan. The president of the conference is not to carry so great a load, but is to consult with the men appointed to work with him. As president of the conference, he is exposed to strong temptations, and he may be led to think that his position gives him freedom to act upon his own individual responsibility. This is a mistake. Brother Butler was not willing to accept counsel from the Lord, and he followed his own judgment until he was unable to act any part in the work. When temptation swept over his soul, his physical strength was unable to endure. There is danger of the business manager becoming molded by the mind and judgment of the president, but this should not be. The man chosen to be a business agent is amenable to God, and he is to be a faithful standard bearer. The president may have had an experience which would lead him in wrong lines. There may be a tendency on his part to divert means into channels which will not be for the best interests of the work. Therefore, he needs to be guarded in the expenditure of means. The business steward has a position of high honor, which is not a whit less than the president's, and he may well be called vice president, for he serves with the president as an advisor in all enterprises and in every outlay of means. The money that comes into the conference is not to be disposed of by the president of the conference without the knowledge of the business director and the board. All matters are to be placed before the board, and if there is not an agreement upon them, men who are trustworthy, who fear God and work righteousness, should be chosen to decide the question. Then everything will be guarded, and a decided work will be done. The president and business manager are to be regarded as bearing a united responsibility. The work is great, and if the business of financiering is so conducted that there is a departure from the simplicity of the work, if money is absorbed for the sake of appearance, in order, as men suppose, to give character to the work, weakness and not strength will result. In the board of directors and counselors, two or three men are not to confederate together to carry out their own ideas. This must be strictly guarded against, for in pursuing such a course, there is danger that injustice will be done. Our work is being watched to see if there is prosperity or waste in its construction. By our own course of action, a state of things may be created which will cripple the work and bring reproach upon the cause of God. In every conference, we are to give character to the work, not by exalting self, not by display, but by becoming living stones in the building of God. Let everything be done decently and in order. But never suppose that buildings, dress, and outward show give character to the work. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, God says. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. Prayer and grateful thanksgiving to God will give solidity and character to the work. God's great work cannot be carried on by one man's mind or one man's judgment. A board of the most substantial, solid men we can find is needed for the successful carrying forward of the work. In ancient time, the Lord had connected with his work men of varied talents. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses with his meekness and wisdom, and Joshua with his various capabilities, were enlisted in God's service. The music of Miriam, the courage and piety of Deborah, the filial affection of Ruth, the obedience and faithfulness of Samuel, in such contrast with the proud, passionate Saul, were all needed. Elijah, with his stern traits of character, God used at his appointed time to execute judgment upon apostate Israel. Elijah bore his testimony unflinchingly to King Ahab.
In every age, God calls his men, and when the divine voice asks, "Who will go for us?" the response comes, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah 6, verse 8. Whenever God has a special work to be done at a special time, he always has men prepared to meet the demand. But no one or two men are to stand alone to follow their own judgment. God will establish his counselors and furnish the men of his appointment with talents, whether they are required to break down or to build up. These men, living under the power of the Holy Spirit, will express in their very features the likeness of Christ, and their holy characters will be a rebuke to the unconverted. It is not a purification of soul once, now and then, that we need, but the full and abiding righteousness of Christ. Then, if, as in the case of Elijah, one man apparently stands against a nation, that one, like Elijah, will stand in defense of the right, conscious that he is working in the presence of one before whom the nations of the earth are as grasshoppers.